Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. Do you have a Baltimore neighborhood named after you? I'm thinking, like most of us, the answer is no. But Harry O'Neill Wilson does. It's called Wilson Park. It's not only named after him, it was named after him while he was still alive. That's because he's the one who built it, including his 17-room house on Craddock Avenue, now a Baltimore City Historic Landmark. Wilson was a banker, a health insurer, a newspaper publisher, and a real estate developer. All of this as a black Baltimorean in the era of Jim Crow. When asked how he did it, he replied, "I have no special rule for success, save hard work and a scrupulous honesty." Let's dive in and see how that played out for Mr. Wilson. Wilson was born in Baltimore in 1873. With little formal education, he started out as a shoemaker, but quickly saved up money to buy a horse and buggy and rode around the city collecting debts. Apparently, he was quite good at this, for in 1903, at the age of 30, he was one of the founders of a company called the Mutual Benefit Society. It was an insurance agency that provided sick benefits, death benefits, and health insurance to black Baltimoreans at a time when other companies would not. Wilson grew the business to over 400 employees. Then he branched out and formed a new company called the Helping Hand Building Association. Through it, he helped Baltimore's African-American community build churches and funeral homes and social halls and more. But he wasn't through. A few years later, he formed yet another firm, this one called the Baltimore Mortgage and Discount Corporation. It was a bank and offered savings accounts to customers and mortgages to homebuyers. When the Great Depression hit, banks all over the country folded, and only 15 black-owned banks survived nationally. Wilson's was one of them. If Wilson was dedicated to helping Baltimore's black community, he was also dedicated to making money. For example, he financed the construction of the old Southern Hotel downtown, sadly no longer there. It was a grand hotel, and it also did not serve black customers. This brings us to the year 1917. Morgan College, now Morgan State University, was moving from West Baltimore to the campus where it is today. Wilson saw a real estate opportunity. He bought up properties nearby, including an estate called Glenview that had been owned by one Dr. St. George Teakle. If you know St. George Street in Wilson Park, that's where the name comes from. Wasting no time, Wilson set out to build a new suburban community, or, more accurately, a new streetcar suburb. In fact, in his early advertisements, he noted that you could get there on the York Road line. Running ads in papers like the Afro-American, Wilson boasted that all his new cottages, not just houses after all, had, quote, all the conveniences of hot water, electric lights, and large porch fronts. A lot would cost you $300, and a lot with a cottage, $1,600. You got your house, but also a neighborhood with its own golf course and a clubhouse and even its own Negro League baseball team, the Wilson Park Giants. All of this must have seemed a dream to many folks coming from housing that likely didn't have a front porch and definitely didn't have its own golf course or baseball team. Loads of people took Wilson up on his offer and bought into Wilson Park. These included Ashby Hawkins, the civil rights lawyer who fought against segregation in housing, George McMeekin, his law partner, and, if briefly, jazz great Cab Calloway. As for Wilson himself, he set aside a double lot on Craddock Avenue and built a 17-room cottage, if that is in fact the right name for such a house. The Afro reported in 1920 that he was a man of quiet habits, spending his evenings at home. And in fact, Wilson died in that same home in 1939. He's obviously no longer with us, but his legacy lives on in the help he provided to Baltimoreans 100 years ago and the neighborhood he built that bears his name and that many call home today. For more information on the Harry O. Wilson House in Wilson Park, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at BaltimoreHeritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.